Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great country. Oh, nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, God, already, I mean, un-fucking-leavable. That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday already. I mean, the goddamn, you talk about time flying when you're, I guess when you're happy, time goes slower, because when you're fucking misery, when you're fighting and struggling just to fucking, you know, keep your head above water, it fucking flies by. I cannot believe that goddamn August is, we're at August 17th today, man. And that's 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades, Northern Jefferson, drier and a fucking popcorn fart. And we're looking for a high of 90. And it's not no goddamn better. That's a natural fact. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. CBP warns of extremist violence from open border false perceptions. This sounds like it needs some to be analyzed, so we're going to do it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, CPB, I wonder what the hell that means. Warns of extremist violence from open border, false perception. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. According to a source within, U.S. Customs Border Protection. That's what that means. According to a source within U.S. Customs and Border Protection, a recent email addressed to all CPB or CBP personnel from Commissioner Chris Magnus warns of potential violence directed at law enforcement due to the quote, it's in quote, false perception that the United States government is not working to maintain security at the United States border. Well, where in the hell would a false conception like that? Where are you getting this shit, people? You mean when you're sitting there watching them come across 10,000 at a fucking time? You just up and perceived that, did you? False perception, my fucking boss. Well, you think you can tell us that the goddamn fucking, that it's fucking dark at noon, you fucking pricks. You ain't got that kind of goddamn control and you'll never get it. False perception. False perception, my fucking ass. You're the false perception. You're the fucking fraud. You're the fucking international corporate mafia that's gotta fucking go. False perception. How could you call it a false perception? How many million have crossed? And your border patrol, one of them drowned fucking carrying a drug smuggler across the goddamn river. What the false perceptions? Kiss my ass.
Governor Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, do you remember that video a while back on your site, man, that the National Guard was down there and they was threatening that other guy who was only videotaping with his phone, and they was threatening to do something to him, and he was like, what do you mean you're going to do something to me? They the ones sneaking in our country. Y'all ain't doing nothing to them. You remember that one?
Oh, yes.
So they talking about this false-ass perception is a lie.
Oh, yeah, I remember plain and clear. Anybody that goes down, like I said, you know, the ones that are supposed to be guarding our border, well, the ones that we're paying to guard our border, the ones that we're paying their goddamn salaries, their pensions, their health care, their fucking house, we're paying, I mean, fucking big bucks, are the last generation that smuggled in. These are their brothers and sisters they're smuggling in. And if you went down there as American national to fucking defend your fucking border that belongs to fucking you from this fucking invasion, they would fucking turn the guns that you fucking paid for, that these fucking criminal fucking mafia motherfuckers in Washington, D.C. handed to these son of a bitches. They would turn those guns on you. They would come at you with fucking everything they got. Then you would see it's a real fucking invasion. If you stand there and let it happen, you won't get hurt. Well, we're going to have to get hurt. We're going to have to fuck. We should have never allowed this to happen. We shouldn't have never allowed one fucking cocksucker to come in here unlawfully. And I mean unlawfully, I mean that means none of them come in here because the goddamn, see, when they're working off a corporate policy, that's not law. That's why he can go, I ain't going to enforce that. And that's why Barack Obama can go 25 times, oh, the Constitution doesn't allow me to give DACA by a fucking executive order. Oh, I can't do it. No, 25 fucking times and then did it. And the Congress doesn't have the fucking power. We, the people, have the fucking power, and we're sitting here with our fucking fingers up our fucking asses just going, everything's wrong, everything's wrong. Somebody fix this. Somebody, somebody, somebody. Who in the fuck is somebody? Warns of potential violence directed at law enforcement due to false perceptions that the U.S. government is not working to maintain security along the U.S. Mexican border. I'll let all of you out there just, you know, fucking have a little thought of your own. Are they? Is your border being protected? Or are we being fucking invaded? I mean massively fucking invaded. Magnus further states the false perception, in quotation marks again, that the federal government is not working to maintain security. Well, what is your idea of maintaining security for the motherfuckers invading on us? Are you securing them from fucking us stopping them? Now that you are fucking doing along the border is fueling the potential for domestic extremist violence. You goddamn right. Either fucking use it or lose it. They're going to take your goddamn country. You got to fucking fight for it. That's the fucking rules. In addition to the recent FBI raid on former... fuck, man. They got to throw this fucking shit in here. Like, this cock... Donald Trump's a fucking traitor. He's an international corporate mafia fucking don, okay? He has nothing to do with you and me. And if you fucking relate to him as like it's me and Don... fucking Donald Trump and all these fucking, you're a fucking retard. You just get out. You don't want to live under our fucking law. You want to live under this little tin dictator of yours. This fucking goofy looking son of a bitch with a fucking dead squirrel on his head. Fuck him. Get rid of all of them. We don't need a goddamn president. What's this fucking federal shit done for us over fucking 240 years, people? Look where we're fucking sitting. Look what's been stolen from us. Our very goddamn fucking liberty and fucking freedom.
Wasn't he Donald Trump said that vote thing?
You fucking retards. Government is not working to maintain security along the border is fueling the potential for domestic extreme violence. In addition to the recent FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago, in Florida, Magnus draws on a June DHS National Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin. Now that's a fucking mouthful of horseshit. Some domestic violent extremists have expressed grievances related to their perception that the United States government is unwilling or unable to secure the U.S.-Mexican border and have called for violence to stem the flow of undocumented. No, they're not undocumented migrants, motherfuckers. I mean, we start out and we're calling them what they are, illegal aliens. Illegal aliens. And I watched fucking the things like on the gun. Thing. We don't talk about it. Don't say gun. I mean, I'm listening to these fuckers plotting. These goddamn communists plotting. Don't say fucking gun control. Say, gun safety. We're working on gun safety. It would be real safe for us if all your fucking guns were gone. We'd be safe to take you down to the basement and blow your fucking worthless brains out, useless eater. They have told us that there are fucking too many of us. We're in our goddamn way. Come move us, motherfuckers. Let's see who gets fucking exterminated from this goddamn planet. Let's give it a go, shall we? Undocumented migrants, my fucking ass, they are not migrants, they are illegal aliens. They are invaders into our country, come to take what belongs to us and our progeny. You got it? And this country don't belong to federal. This country belongs to each individual free sovereign national that fucking is goddamn, that is an individual free sovereign national of the United States of these Americas. It belongs to us. Every fucking inch of it. All these fucking transfers of land to like places like China are all fucking fraud. Easily proven fraud. All we got to do is get out the acts of 1871 and 1878, show this fucking martial law, show where these goddamn son of a bitches committed the fraud, the original fraud to create a fucking corporation instead of a fucking goddamn, I guess, a republic. Because they sure as hell call it a democracy, don't they? But the bottom line is all we have to do is show that. Because the Ninth Article won't allow that. That makes everything that happened since that fucking day a fucking fraud. Because you can't, it's the poisonous fruit from the poisonous tree. You can't fucking fix a fraud by working with the fraud, by rearranging the fraud. You just can't do it. Frauds must be fucking completely eliminated. And the people who perpetrate them must be completely destroyed. That's how you get rid of fraud. But I mean, undocumented migrants, you gotta, and you all listen to the conversations. No, let's call them migrants. Listen, they're not migrants! They're here to take what's ours! They would put your fucking ass in the ground in a New York second, and you fucking know it! They want to chop your children up with fucking machetes and fucking rape your little girls and your little boys. These fucking goddamn third world animals from fucking Cuba, from fucking goddamn fucking China, from fucking goddamn El Salvador, Guatemala, you name it. Any place that there's a fucking animal, son of a bitch, a motherfucker without a conscience, that will kill without a conscience. Oh, they got, they need help. They need refuge in our country. Bullshit! Get them all out. You never asked the people's permission. You are not doing this with the people's consent. Get them out! That's a fucking order! Migrant, to the United States, we assess that there is increased risk of domestic violent extremists using changes in border security related policies and or enforcement mechanism. Enforcing fucking what? You enforce fucking nothing. You drown carrying the cocksuckers in here that you're supposed to be stopping. That's what, I mean, it's just like the regulators back in 2008. But we're paying them to fucking regulate goddamn so junk bonds aren't fucking triple rated and people don't get burned. And they did just the fucking opposite. They raided those junk bonds, AAA, and fucking stole some working people. Hey, I got my 401k, man. Nothing else, man. No, you don't. I'm sorry, but somebody fucking invested your 401k into a fucking junk bond, a fucking loan given to some goddamn Mexican who didn't even have a Social Security fucking number. He reneged on that fucking loan. Your 401k is gone. But wait a minute. You told me that there was nothing would be put in there. It wasn't AAA rated. It was AAA rated. By Standards and Poor's. They committed fraud, but they're too big to fail. They're too big to jail. They're the fucking ruling class. They can do any goddamn thing to you they fucking want, they think. The only thing standing between you and that fucking absolutism is that goddamn gun, and you better wake up to that fact. enforcement mechanisms to justify violence against individuals such as minorities and law and minorities. Invaders. Don't call them minorities. They're fucking invaders from other countries. They are foreign nationals coming across our borders. We got the right to gun their fucking ass down. We gave no consent for an invasion into our country, motherfuckers. And we got a right to gun your fucking ass down for thinking that you can fucking just dictate it. That is fucking high treason, you motherfuckers. And law enforcement officials involved in the enforcement of border security. What fucking enforcement of border security? God, who wrote this son of a bitch? Breitbart, you fucking people are in on it, aren't you? You shill motherfucking goofy motherfuckers. Get people thinking about something else. Maybe they'll go fucking vote again. Maybe they'll go fucking vote. Maybe vote Donald Trump in again. And then we can go down the list of fucking lies that motherfucker told. The king of the fucking Jews. He can turn this whole goddamn place over to the fucking goddamn Netanyahu. No fucking problem. Hey, you want some? Hey, in the Ukraine? Man, the Khazarians? Oh, Donald's going to be in love with it. And I, you know, you can easily pull up a fucking a video of him bragging about how he created, him single-handedly created the fucking kill agent that is fucking killing people across this goddamn fucking world under the guise that it's a virus called COVID-19 that existed, which never fucking existed, never fucking isolated. They know they can't fucking, it's common knowledge. But they like to keep it all fucking swirled like a pot, like shit slung against the wall. Will that stick? Will that stick? Well, we got Teflon on our wall, assholes. We know exactly what you are and what you're trying to do. You're trying to kill us. And we're going to try and kill you back. It's fucking even, Steven. It's fair and it's square. Only there's a hell of a lot more of us. And we've got fucking... You wait till that jungle bus fucking open, you motherfuckers. You wait till the people where there is nothing barring their fucking actions. They will be frightening to be around for one another. You wait till they see what they do to your fucking ass. Oh, you're gonna take off, are you? Are you gonna go? Where are you gonna go? You gonna go to New Zealand or the underground bunkers in fucking Denver? You think we don't know about all of this fucking shit? Or that when we take everything, we have all the computers and shit, we're not gonna know every fucking thing? We will seal you inside of your underground tombs and we will fucking suck all the air out and let you fucking just, you'll die. They'll dig you up fucking 10,000 years from now and go, what in the hell happened here? It looks like they were sealed up in there and died a whole fucking goddamn shit. You're talking square miles here. What the hell happened? Because you guys are fucking with goddamn dynamites, what you're fucking doing. You're playing with goddamn matches and fucking gunpowder. You're goofy. If you had a brain, you take the motherfucker out and put it on the table and play with it. That's how stupid you are. The earth itself is not going to allow you to do this. I mean, I was thinking about it earlier, you know, the earth, you know, the fact that we that will sustain a life form as advanced as we are, that we can communicate and look at what we have done. Well, I mean, around the fucking world, and they try to act like this is a little place. This fucking planet is unexplainably huge. But I mean, when they start talking about trillions and billions of dollars and stuff, they want to try to make you think you're in a little place. We're not in a little place. This planet is huge, and it supports so many fucking different forms of life. Just think about it, people. How many goddamn different facets does there have to be in exactly lined up, exactly fucking right, for this goddamn, actually a bubble in a fucking vacuum to exist? And these people here are fucking goddamn fucking with it. You fuck with any part of the natural goddamn world, man, you're asking for it. And like I said, how many facets are there that we don't even know about? It's like when they went to fucking test the atomic bomb. Some people thought that, man, it could cause a chain reaction that would destroy the whole goddamn universe. Well, we're going to try it anyway. Now, are these the fucking intelligent, smart fucking people? Or are these a bunch of maniacal fucking maniacs who did create something that fucking, I mean, and then they talk about fucking people fucking killing, loving and not killing each other over the theft that they are committing. You know, I'll go to your country and I'll steal a whole bunch of money, or home money, fuck, a whole bunch of wealth, and the people will be fucking wanting to kill you. But I'll do the stealing, slip out the back door because you're doing it in my name. The fucking goddamn United Nations Army. Oh, I'm a United States Marine. No, you fucking ain't. You're a goddamn, one world order fucking goddamn thug is all you are. And we the people, I mean, you go ahead, be a badass thug. There's enough, I guarantee you there's a plenty enough of us to fucking wipe you off this fucking planet. If the planet doesn't kill itself, like that's what I was getting around to. How many facets of this equilibrium that it took to create a fucking bubble in space where all of these different life forms that we see on the Earth could exist? How many are there that we don't even know about? And just fucking around like goddamn, like if they were floating in a bubble in fucking space and that was, you know, that was your only fucking, out there is death. They would be poking at the son of a bitch with a pin. Wonder how hard it is. I mean, this is how goofy these motherfuckers are. Why can't we just live our fucking lives like this guy, like nature intended us to? That's because you get your goddamn fucking maniacal maniacs. You get, and it goes clear back to the fucking shaman. The shaman would fucking be usually a useless son of a bitch. A motherfucker, he knew a little bit of something that he could trick people with. Trick them into thinking, oh, the gods are talking to me. Oh, the gods are, oh man, boy, the gods are talking to you. Well, you can screw each little girl as she has her first period. You can take any of the women that you want. You don't have to work. You can sit on your dead fucking ass and play with your fucking bones all day. We'll go out and bust our fucking asses to feed you very well. You'll eat first. We'll throw a baby out to the goddamn wolves before we won't feed that fucking shame. That's what these cocksuckers, these are the same son of a bitches. This is their fucking ancestry. That's where they come from. Somebody else do it because I'm the smallest little trick. I mean, like pulling a quarter behind a child's ear. Oh, goddamn, I'll do whatever you say. Yeah, jump off the cliff. Oh, okay. It's disgusting, but at any rate, the planet itself, they may just hit the wrong fucking button or hit the wrong thing. The way they're fucking with the weather and shit. I mean, the Earth could just say, you know what, fuck this. I'm shaking it off. And just like we have antibodies in our fucking body, I gotta guarantee you, these motherfuckers, they try to make it act like they already know everything about everything. They know everything about the fucking Earth. They know everything about every fucking thing, and they're fucking lying sons of bitches. I mean, how many times through the history has it been that, oh well, we know everything, like, you know, in Galileo's time and the church knew everything, and you went by exact church doctrine because the church was always right, because it had the smart people that sat there and deciphered this fucking theology and made it into fucking laws and shit that you had to follow, and fucking told you how to live your fucking life because they were smarter than you. How many times, people? We need to trash that shit. Believe what you want to believe as an individual, man. When you look out, set up on a mountain and look out over a beautiful fucking scenery, I mean, whatever captures your fucking soul and makes you feel good, man, hey, more power to you. But this goddamn idea of these motherfuckers, one son of a bitch reading a fucking book, and fucking his interpretation, oh, this is what he meant. He meant he wanted, here we go again with the goddamn shaman. All of the young girls, when they had their first menstrual cycle to be brought to the shaman. Well, what was the difference with that and the prima nocta that you saw on fucking Braveheart? What was the fucking difference, guys? This is what they fucking want. They want to bring you down to the level that they can do this shit to you and not be afraid of fucking you ripping their goddamn asses apart. And they're trying to figure a way, but they can't. They try to get you, always in the past, they've never had much of a problem getting people to kill one another, if you haven't noticed. Oh, well, Germany, the United States declared war on Germany and Japan, And we got this world here going, everybody coming, well, we're going to institute the fucking draft and we're going to bring up all the reserves. We're going to just tell you, by what authority are you going to tell me, son of a bitch? These people are not from my, attacking my country. These people are not fucking bothering me whatsoever. I wouldn't even know they existed if you weren't telling me about them. Now they show up here and they want some fucking trouble. I got some for them. I'll fucking fight them to the fucking death. But if you go, this should just knock people out. It should just fucking, they should just be banging their head on the goddamn table. Going across an ocean because to get an enemy who's never fucking laid a glove on you. Oh, we have American interests over there. No, you have American corporations over there. You have international corporations over there wanting to steal the fucking resources of the people of the different fucking lands and give them to your Jewish fucking masters, huh? That's truly what every fucking war's been about. War's a fucking racket, isn't it, Smedley Butler? And it is a fucking racket. We're right in the middle of a fucking game they're playing right now. Which way is this to go? But I don't know which way it's going to go or how it's going to unfold. But I can tell you this. We're going to continue to watch billions of fucking dollars just right in front of our fucking eyes as they fucking create 87,000 fucking goddamn IRS agents they think are going to come and fucking just, well, go to the poor. The people they think is weak at the poor and fucking, that's who they'll attack first. But if we fucking, we let them have it fucking full fucking blast, buddy. If we fucking slaughter that 87,000 in the first fucking round, they'll send out a field. They'll probe. They'll probe. And every time they probe, they just fucking come back. Well, they killed all of, everybody dead. The family's fine. They were ready. They were waiting for them. They had actually set up their house for fucking to greet them. And they're all dead. Well, we better send, we'll do a big, then they'll try a big one. A big attack. And then when they try that big attack, man, repel that son of a bitch. We finally got $5 from one of them poor people, and it only costs us 340 fucking agents. Make it that the way it turns out, and it will stop, and it will stop immediately. They're trying to find any way to get a fight going with you, but they won't tell the fucking truth. They want rid of your fucking Bill of Rights. They want rid of the fucking unalienable, unchangeable, ratified law of December 15, 1791. They want rid of that fucking law. But they can't get rid of it. If they just stepped up in, or Joe Biden, this goofy son of a dead-headed motherfucker, stepped up and said, I'm going to write an executive order removing the Bill of Rights. And it's going to go into effect next Wednesday. What would happen? Truly think what would happen. There's so many people who just can't believe. First place, they don't understand what the son of a bitch is. I guess they would actually go read it if they were going to fucking get rid of it. Because Bill of Rights sounds kind of important to me. I don't know about you. When your freedoms and your fucking liberties are on the fucking line, what would the people do if that son of a bitch did that? Well, I think, we've already had the Supreme Court say that they're going to change our second article. We're the Supreme Court. You ain't got no authority, son of a bitch. Ninth article does not allow. That's why all these threats. Threat. That's all we hear is threat. Because they can't change it. The second they fucking make an attempt, we shoot the motherfucker that's making the attempt. We're perfectly within the law. We are obeying the law. We are codifying the fucking law. We are taking care of our responsibility to our goddamn progeny that they will not be fucking slaves and they will own this fucking country. No fucking foreigners are coming in here taking this country away from our progeny. You motherfuckers think you're playing a fucking dangerous game is what you're doing. Because we're not fucking goat herders and we're not nobody else in the whole fucking world. We're fucking Americans. And everything you've told us that we couldn't do, we've done. Right, we've done it and said, fuck you. And it got to push and shove in a couple of times and you've got your ass shot off and you know it. You want to go for it? Do it. Please fucking do it. There are so many people out here so tired of fucking waiting on your cowardly fucking asses to go through with just one of your fucking threats. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Dawn Henley with All She Wants to Do Is Dance. But I always, you know, I like that song. I always think about those CIA son of a bitches down in South America. You know, the big party, you know, they got the cocaine and they got the goddamn hookers. And that's really what's going on here. You got the whole international corporate mafia. There ain't one of these motherfuckers that isn't just a pure rotten son of a bitch. And they're partying out and fucking, as they're pissing all over us and destroying our fucking country and going to make us their goddamn bitches. Well, I ain't going to be your fucking bitch, bitch. You're going to be my bitch when I get done with you. And I'm going to string your fucking ass up. And I might not even drop you through the goddamn thing. I might just pull on the goddamn rope until you choke to death. You goddamn dirty son of a bitches. You're every one of you are guilty. Guilty as fucking sin, a violation of the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, people ratified through their fucking goddamn representatives, which can't happen under this fucking goddamn corporation. We are the fucking authority here, and you're violating our law. We're going to fucking enforce that law. There's not going to be no civil war. There ain't going to be no revolution. There's just going to be a simple enforcement of the fucking law that everybody with a third grade education can read. But I know that's going to really kind of cut us back there, but it can be done. And I mean, of course, the people who can't even get off their dead ass and fucking have sit so fucking long playing goddamn Nintendo games that their bone structure has changed. Think about that. I mean, I'm 61 fucking years old, but goddamn, from the time when I was a kid till now, you have bone structure change because of people fucking just sitting. They sit so goddamn much that their bone structures have changed. When I was a kid, man, it was fucking in the, you know, you get home from the fucking indoctrination center, it was fucking in the front door. Grab my BB gun out the back door when I was a little kid, or else when I got older, I didn't go show up the fucking place. I went hunting. I was up in the mountains. I didn't fucking give no shit about these fucking cocksuckers down here. But here we are, people. Here we fucking are. Let's see what we got going here. Well, we're being warned of extreme violence, false perceptions. The source within Customs and Border Protection, speaking on the condition of anonymity, says the message had a stinging effect on already sinking morale. Is your morale bad? I mean, you're letting fucking 10,000 of these motherfuckers across our border a day, and your job is to see your job. Let me look at it. Just give me a second. I want to look at your job description. To stop fucking people who coming into the United States illegally. But they're not coming in illegally, are they? They are coming in quite legally because all you have, all of your fucking, your so-called phony-ass executive in their goddamn, federal government doesn't exist. There is no fucking foundation for it because the fucking Constitution was a fucking fraud. Always has been, always will be. Never ratified by the people. They never had our consent to do a shit. And they don't have it now. But here you are, you know, we're not backing our boys down there on the fucking border. I mean, it's like when they send the goddamn National Guard down there. Or fucking, you know, Abbott sends a bunch of the police and all stuff. Oh, they're coming down. Let's go to the apprehensions, because that's the funnest part. Note that the perception of lacking enforcement on the border are grounded in truth. Wait a minute now. Let's see where in the hell that come from. The source within Customs and Border Protection, speaking on the condition of anonymity, says the message had a stinging effect on already sinking morale. They note that perceptions of lacking enforcement on the border are grounded in truth. No. They're protecting our border. There's nobody coming across our border. I'm going to have to get a hold of somebody like Bill Gates. Say, hey, Bill, you got to shut this shit down, buddy. Fucking, like, we're goddamn stupid enough that we can't see a fucking army crossing our goddamn border. Oh, no, don't look up, guys. In fact, it's come to the point that you better just stare at your fucking shoes until it's time for you to bend over and take your fucking 40 caliber lobotomy at the fucking death pit, don't you think? Grounded in truth. The source complains about relatively few Border Patrol agents able to perform controversial duties. There is one. What is a fucking border agent? I mean, it's there to guard your border so people don't cross it. Now, did we, the people, any of you out there, any of you nationals, you American nationals, you individual free sovereigns, did any of you fucking sign off permission for them to bring anybody in to take a part of what belongs to you? Did you or not? Were you taken to court? Did you go through a procedural due process in the fucking goddamn Bill of Rights? And did you get your a piece of your fucking property you own, which is the United States of America, because you are a fucking national here? It's your fucking land. It's your home. Did they get a court, a goddamn order? Did they get a jurisdictional authority through a fucking common law court to take your fucking land and give it to Pablo? They fucking did not, did they? So pretend there's any goddamn law attached to this other than the law of the fucking queen, the admiralty. She just says it and it don't matter if it makes sense. It don't matter. Yeah, that's right. That's what we're doing. We're fucking you. I can see that fat cunt. We're fucking you, and you're gonna have to stand up and fucking fight, we don't believe you're gonna do it. I believe I can get away with it. I got a whole empire. Hey, I mean, think about when she's sitting and giving her fucking orders. I mean, she should be thinking about, you know, goddamn getting hung. I have an empire. Shove that empire up their ass. Take that goddamn monarchy. Crush that son of a bitch. Hang that cunt in the middle of the fucking town and beat her with fucking sticks until she's just a bloody fucking bag of shit that she is. That's what she deserves. The influx has stymied the agency's ability to detect and record migrant gotaways, according to the source, with nearly 500,000, including apprehensions, since October 2021. The increase in migrant apprehensions. They're not apprehending nobody. You see, they come in and say, use these fucking words. Arrested. What'd you do with it after you apprehended them? Well, we gave them a fucking goddamn plane ticket and a buck, and we gave them a big fucking wad of fucking cash and showed them where Walmart was so they could go get dressed for their fucking ride to wherever in the fuck they want to go in the United States. So they, and maybe buy them a new machete and they could be sharpening it on the fucking plane. Why not? It's not like they're fucking American nationals who have no fucking rights in this goddamn country now, is it? But the apprehensions, you know, you're apprehending nobody. As of July, with 2 months remaining in the current fiscal year, Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 1.8 million migrants. Apprehend would mean that you took them into custody, right? But what did you do? You took them into custody. I wish somebody would chase me down and fucking grab me and say, get in a rig, we're taking you down, and give you a check, and a fat check, a fucking goddamn free fucking everything. And we're gonna get in a plane ticket anywhere you want to fucking go. And if you want to set yourself up in a business of fucking, making machetes for people to cut other people up, hell, we're gonna help you. Because that's what we're here for. We're here to destroy the United States of America. These people won't have a culture they can grab onto, but yes, we do. Our culture is that 10 articles on that goddamn Bill of Rights, people. That is our fucking culture. That's what makes us a fucking people. The skin color don't matter. The religion don't fucking matter. You got to put it all aside and take back what belongs to us. And if you want to bicker about it, we can bicker in the fucking courts. Our courts. If you want to bicker about what fucking belongs to you and what belongs to me and what should be and what shouldn't be and what is law and what is not law, go ahead. Let's do it, man. But first we have to have the right to do it. We have to have the capacity, actually. You do not, none of you have the capacity to even go to fucking into their admiralty courts. You're a subject. You don't have standing. You're an object. You're just like a goddamn, a box of fucking radios. You're nothing. But you would have standing in the fucking goddamn common law courts. Now, when you got to the goddamn common law courts, I mean, Well, then if you can't work our fucking differences out, you say, I want to have a theology. See, I got the Bible. I take that Bible from you. I walk right up and rip it right out of your hand, slap you right across your fucking face. Say, I want to see the stenographer. I want to meet the I want the signature of the stenographer. I want to know, I want her fucking records, or I want this fucking shit thrown out of this goddamn court of truth and fucking goddamn fact. Because this is theology. Theology means theory, not fact. And goddamn justice cannot be fucking found through theory. It has to be found through fact. And then when you try to fucking do it, I fucking shut your ass right down. And how, hey, you got 500,000, a million that are fucking backing your play? 500,000 million goddamn nooses. Get them made right now. Hang every fucking one of them. You're not going to touch our fucking law. It's the only goddamn thing that's saving us, people. It's the only thing we got to save us. And you fucking stupid son of a bitches, you would fucking, I mean, all your goddamn, oh, my personal interest would be if they got rid of that First Amendment, then we could force the church, my church, let's make it a church state. Let's make this a theocracy. And then we can have the fucking Mormons. We can have the fucking goddamn Baptists, the Protestants, the Catholics. We could have so many holy wars. We could be killing the fuck out of each other over fucking theory fucking all day long. Wouldn't it be a wonderful place? We could cut the country up into here's Catholic world. Here's fucking Protestant world. Here's fucking goddamn, the Baptist world, fucking territories. Here's the goddamn, Muslim territories. Here's these this is what they want. And then we could kill each other for them. Over bullshit. That's why that first article was put there. That shut that bullshit right down, didn't it? You ain't no, you're not. You just can't. You don't get it. Nobody gets to, we're all on an even keel here. We're all got our same autonomy. When I go to face you, I'm not facing you in your fucking church. I'm just facing you, buddy. Bring your fucking ass into this goddamn court in your individual capacity, and I'll have you hung out front when I'm done. And you know it. These people know it. But there, I swear, there, you know, it comes down to that. Thou shalt have no other God before me. As opposed to, Congress shall make no law respecting, the establishment of a religion. And which one is it? See, they don't want them goddamn words. They want to establish a religion. They want to make you fucking obey their religion. They think that their God owns this earth. And everybody on this earth that don't drop a knee to their fucking interpretation of a fucking book should be killed. Well, come kill a son of a bitch. You're the biggest bunch of fucking punks that ever fucking lived anyway. And you know it. You eat shit daily for your corporate fucking buddies, don't you? You sold my fucking rights, didn't you? So that you could have government contracts. There was never supposed to be government contracts, and you fucking know it. If something was to be done, it was to be done by government employees, and there was no fucking contract companies. This wasn't supposed to be a corporate fucking state. It's supposed to be a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. Period. And you've tried to make it everything but to fatten your own fucking wallet to fucking, I mean, you fucking, you want that, want a fucking power over other people. That will get you killed. People will not fucking, some people just will not take being ruled over. They'd rather be dead. I'd rather die on my feet fighting you motherfuckers and enforcing the goddamn law of my people in my goddamn country. I don't care about the land, but the fucking law controls the land. When I step on that land, I'm bringing that fucking goddamn written, ratified, absolute law of December 15, 1790 when it comes with me. When my foot lays down on that fucking land, it's there. Everywhere I fucking go because it's a part of me, you see. I understand it. I understand who I am. And if everybody did, they wouldn't take this fucking shit from these motherfucking nobody son of a bitches. Now, we've created this special little club over here for us, and we're going to pool our rights if it's all right with you. Well, actually, it's not. To try to pool your rights gets you hung, son of a bitch, because you cannot fucking do it. The fucking law is quite clear. You do not get an advantage through fucking your collection of through your cliques, through your goddamn collectives, or through your fucking mammon. You get no special fucking treatment, none whatsoever. Don't even think it. The increase in migrant apprehension is staggering. I mean, apprehension, it's staggering. All you're telling us is how many you're letting in here. 1.8 million, huh? And now those apprehensions, you apprehended those fuckers and you guarded our border by sending their ass out of here, right? Oh, no. As reported by Breitbart, Texas on Sunday, nearly 700 migrants waded across the Rio Grande in one border city. Breitbart, Texas posted a major migrant crossing and, posted at a major migrant crossing and observed large and small migrant groups surrendering to Texas. Listen, surrendering to Texas Army National Guard soldiers, Highway Patrol, Border Patrol, around the town of Eagle Pass. Was that an apprehension? Did you go apprehend them? Did you chase them? Or did they come chasing you and come and grab you and say, take me to the free Walmart. Take me to the free Walmart.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I don't understand. Like the people down there, you know, living on the border. I mean, those who are getting like, you know, the camera footage of this. I don't know why they're not picking these people off with long barrel rifles.
Because they do have a goddamn army down there. And they do have a border patrol. But the border patrol would shoot them if they fucking did. That's why. They're outnumbered. All the people should go down. I mean, we should send 2-3 million fucking people down there and just get in a fucking line and just start fucking hands and get the fuck out. Boom, boom. And we see you die. And we shoot high, we shoot low, we shoot in between. You get the fuck out of our goddamn country, you goddamn invading son of a bitch. You are not a migrant. You migrate your ass back into fucking Mexico and go wherever you will. Mexico don't want you, that's Mexico's fucking problem. Mexico gives us any shit, we'll fucking take an F-16 and blow their fucking capital up with a fucking atomic bomb. How about that? And you watch how fast this shit, anyway, goddamn, just then, dude, I mean, we look at the goddamn price of gas and the way the food has gained a third to doubling. I mean, in some cases, it has completely fucking doubled. And then they try to, 0.8%. Fuck you, lying son of a bitch. What do you think? I'm stupid. I go to the fucking store, I look up and I've something I've been buying all my life costs twice as much. And you're saying, oh, that's 8%. You think that, well, I guess in that gray fucking math, that what the hell was it? Common core math? You stupid motherfuckers. Yeah, we'll all agree that 50% is actually 8%. And now, oh, that makes it all right. We have a consensus. Okay. I mean, god damn. You talk about idiocracy. We're fucking living it, people. Whether we want to admit it or not, we are living in idiocracy. I mean, you read this fucking shit, it's impossibilities. They're throwing impossibilities at you and as excuses, I mean, for putting Gatorade on the goddamn field. Okay. Think about that. They would do something like that. That's how fucked up in the head they are. But I tell you what, there has been people all through fucking history. I'm going to rule the world. Binky in the brain, or the brain gets up every morning and he's going to take over the world. I mean, it's just too fucking big. And there are too many facets. If the people don't fucking take care of you pretty soon, I believe the earth will. I believe you'll fucking just do something that you didn't even realize you were fucking doing. Because there are, I mean, think about all the facets there has to be to have this kind of life in a vacuum. In a bubble. God damn, man. You wouldn't want to fuck with anything, man. You want to say, ooh, fuck, I don't know, I'll eat, you know, fucking enjoy my life and fucking, eat the bounty, make sure that the fucking, I'm not tearing it up. And, I mean, these are the kind of people, if they got a car or something, they just go in and just start jumping inside of it and ripping the upholstery and fucking, I mean, you treat, if that's your goddamn spaceship that's keeping you alive, this fucking earth is, I think I would treat it pretty goddamn kindly.
When shit's twice as much, that's 100%, Henry.
Oh, hell yes.
When a 2x4 costs twice as much as it did 2 years ago, and your food costs twice as much, and your gas costs twice as much, Yep. That's 100% inflation.
You goddamn right it is.
You believe 8%? You're a fucking retard.
Yeah, well, you're not even trying to hide it. And it's not like you don't know what you're saying. Because you're looking, I mean, like you say, you look at the goddamn, just a fucking tube before, or a sheet of goddamn plywood. Fucking, you want to faint. But I know people who log, and they're still getting the same price on the stump that they were getting before all this shit happened. So how is it that, I mean, goddamn, somebody's making a whole lot of, and these guys can only deliver during certain hours to just like one or two fucking mills. This is being done on purpose. This is to make us weak. They're getting ready to fucking put an attack on us. We got to be mean. We got to fucking, I mean, we got to fucking rip guts, tear heads. We got to show them that fucking, a barbarian. See, they think that we're just fucking, we are these peaceful people. And we have always been a peaceful people when left alone. But you fuck with us. And we will get very fucking fucking civilized. You will see the fucking savage rise in us. And we will do things that you will make you cringe, you son of a bitch. And you're a fucking sickle in the head. But you will fucking cringe at what we will do to you. We are going to enforce the law. Get used to the fucking idea. Just fucking get used to it. And start getting your shit and making your runs for your fucking spider holes. So we get this shit done. And if I'll tell you what, China, you want to send a million motherfuckers over here for fertilizer for our land? Send the motherfuckers. We'll plant them like corn. Anyway, that's enough of it for me today, guys. We'll be back on tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, this is just, it's nauseating. It's not, it's like the guy right there is talking about, that's 100%. Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's not that the world's gone crazy. It's just that these fucking idiots, I better say it's 8%. I mean, it's like political correctness, some kind of a sort. No, it ain't 8%. Double the fucking price is 100%. Just like the man said, double the price on the food. And by God, that's what it's been doing. It's been, in a lot of cases, the fucking things I go to buy to eat, I've eaten the same shit for so many fucking years. I know what it fucking costs, and when the price doubles, I know that ain't 8%. I can do a little bit of fucking math, and it ain't goddamn Common Core math. At any rate, guys.
I was just going to say that.
There you go, brother. Anyway, you guys have a good evening. That is The Word from the Trenches.